So you offer free parking after, what, 3:30 in most of the towns, isn't it?
Yes, before 9:30 in all three towns and after before 3:30.
After 3:30.
After 3:30.
Yeah, I drive round waiting for the clock to tick round. What kind of difference do you think it's made?
It makes a huge, huge difference. It benefits residents and shoppers and shopkeepers alike, because if you think of it, in the morning when you've done the school run, then you can go and do your shopping before 9:30. And the same thing at the end of the day, after 3:30, you've got free parking then. So it does work out extremely beneficially to everybody. It's a very, very good idea.
How much does it cost the council, though, and what have you had to cut back on to afford it?
We haven't had to cut back on anything.
So how much does it cost you?
Well, I don't know the exact figure, but when you think about it, we offer a service, and service nowadays seems to be a word that's fading fast. If it's going to be beneficial and it's going to help the retail trade in all three towns, then, you know, you find the money, which we have done, but not at the detriment of any other service. And can I just say that we have the cheapest parking, car parking charges, for miles around, because in Leek, up to an hour, it's 60p. In Cheadle, up to an hour, it's 50p. And in Biddle, it's up to 2 hours for 30p.
Would you recommend it for Stoke-on-Trent, then? Should they follow your lead?
I don't think I'd be so blatant as to say follow our lead, but I think it's an extremely good idea, very, very constructive, and it's going to help the retail trade and the shoppers alike. I think it's a really, really good idea, and we went for it. It's what now? Nearly, well, it's 7 years. When we came in to administration in 2007, we introduced the whole scheme shortly after that. And if something's working, well, that's fantastic. Keep it going.
Well, thanks very much for talking to us this morning, the Conservative leader of Staffordshire Moorlands District Council. Stoke-on-Trent City Council is currently Labour-controlled, so what do they think about it? Ruth Smith is hoping to succeed Joan Whalley as the next MP for Stoke-on-Trent North. Good morning.
Good morning, Stuart.
Would you like to see more free parking across the city?
I think we would all like to see more free parking across the city, but let's be really clear about the reality of the situation. The City Council's already had to cut £100 million from their budget. They've got to cut another £100 million going forward. And as Councillor Brown, the Tory leader of Stoke City Council, said to you earlier on, she had no real way of paying for it. So I think there's... none of us like paying for parking. I don't think I go quite as far as driving for half an hour like you to stop paying the fees.
Half a mile, not half an hour.
No, I thought you drove for half an hour, so you didn't have half an hour
around even on the worst of days, it doesn't take half an hour to drive around the ring road in Cheadle.
Okay, sorry. But I think that we're talking about, we've got to look at what the realities are and what other services will have to be cut instead. I think it's really rich for the Tories to talk about giveaways when their party at central government has slashed the budget for Stoke-on-Trent.
We've just heard, though, in the Staffordshire Moorlands, it's doable and they're doing it and it's working. Therefore, it's a no-brainer, isn't it?
I think you've got to look at the difference between Staffordshire Moorlands and the city centre. And while we're talking about the difference between the two, there is already free parking in 5 of the towns in the city on Sundays. It's only in Hanley where there are charges. I don't think any of us
Much everywhere shut in the other five towns
on
Sunday?
Well, there are things to do in Burslem and Tunstall at the weekend. I do.
But it's hardly a big draw, is it? I would imagine you wouldn't struggle to find a parking space.
Burslem and Tunstall are always a big draw, but...
Well, you would say that because you want to get elected there. But the thing is, if you drive to Burslem or Tunstall, I can imagine you wouldn't struggle for a parking space on a Sunday.
No, but I do think that and part of that will be, I think we're talking about anything that will bring regeneration to the town, and this is part of a wider strategy for regeneration.
The council commissioned a team of consultants to look at parking earlier in the year. One of their suggestions was more free parking after 3:00. So why ignore the consultants that the council employed?
Well, I think the council are still looking to review exactly what they'll do in the next 5 years, in the next 4.5 years. But as I said, they've got to cut the budget by over £100 million in the next 4 years. And for me, it's about how we're going to pay for these things. Which services are we going to cut so that people can have free parking?
But if free parking generates more people coming into the city centre, you then have more shops in the city centre, less vacancies, and therefore more business rates. Couldn't they balance each other out?
I'm saying that that's also, I think you heard from the city traders themselves today, and not all of them were convinced about the difference after 3:00 parking would make. In fact, I don't think you found a business that thought that this was a good idea. that you could get on the record. So I don't think that there is overwhelming consensus for this. It's about a much bigger strategy about what type of city centre we're going to have going forward, what type of shops and what type of investment, so that we do get people coming into the city centre.
So are the Conservatives wrong to try and pin their election hopes on these kind of policies?
I think it's an outright cheek, actually, the idea that Tories are talking about free giveaways in the run-up to an election when they have attacked benefit after benefit. They've made cut after cut at national government, and the impact on people that live across the city we're seeing every single day, from food banks to people struggling on 0 hours contracts to how many people in my constituency, which is 36% of people earning less than a living wage, because there isn't a strategy from this government. And the idea that they think that they can get everyone to pretend the last 4 years hasn't happened by saying there'll be free car parking charges is a disgrace.
That said, though, do you recognise that people would rather pay nothing and park on a supermarket car park in Hanley than pay money and park in a council one? The council's losing revenue.
Of course I recognise that people don't want to pay. I also think it's about convenience. And as Councillor Brown herself said, many of the council car parks are in the most convenient of areas. But it's about not looking at car parking in isolation, but looking at the entire offering for the city centre.